We thank the Lord for His good word this morning. And if you're following along in the Purpose Driven Life book, or someday get a hold of that book, today is chapter 37. Reading that book together, the title of the chapter is Sharing Your Life's Message. And your life does tell a message. It gives a clear bit of news about what's important to you, where your heart's at, and where your priorities are. That's just a part of how life works. And the Lord sends each of us on a mission this week. And it's not a mission that we would choose for ourselves, but it's a mission He chooses for us. And that mission is pointing people to Christ. I don't know if you ever thought of yourself on that mission or not, but that's the mission God gives you. And since He knows what He's up to and gives good purposes for our lives, we join Him in that mission. And we're glad to. We always do that, I think, with a little bit of reluctance, taking on that mission, telling others about Christ. I think of the Bible character Moses. He was a person just like you and I. When God wanted Moses to tell others about God, what was Moses' response? Not me. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Send my brother. He could do it better. And all of us, I think, have that initial response. But God offers Himself to help us do that, point others to Him. The two gals wonderfully sang about the bridge, Christ, that crosses the great divide. If there were no way to get to this church this morning except through a certain bridge that went over a certain part of the township here, your job was to tell people about the bridge. You're a street sign. There's the bridge. Get to the bridge. And Jesus is the bridge to heaven and to the Father. And our good work is to point others to the bridge, the only place of safety from destruction, and that's Christ Himself. So we have a wonderful job of responsibility, and even though we feel like we can't do it, the Lord knows He'll help us. And so a couple thoughts I had from the Scripture and from my own experience to share with you this morning. First, when I think of the mission God sends us on, I often think, well, why doesn't God just tell people about His Son? Get a plane like you see sometimes and put in big sky writing across the sky. Turn to Christ or else. And that would take care of all that. We can move on. Or I think, why doesn't the U.S. Air Force, you know, I'm sure they could do this in about a week or so, get together some cassette players with the gospel given on the language of the people. And radio mirrors this. You fly over a certain area, you parachute out those cassette players with the message playing. Boom. Well, we did that. Let's get to heaven where we want to be. But the Lord has a better way. And that way is through you. Wow. And through me. The real Christ speaking through the real you. And that's really the most effective way throughout history of people getting to know Christ and meeting Him. And recently I went to a teaching with three other people from the church called Eternal CPR. I wasn't quite sure what that was all about, but we know CPR is helping somebody who's down and out. They're not going to make it unless they get help and somebody else helps them breathe again. So Eternal CPR has to do with somebody who doesn't know the Lord and somebody else helping them know the Lord just by their relationship with Him. So I'm going to go over that with you this morning from the Scripture. And each of those letters, CPR, stands for a certain word that relates to gardening or farming, if you like that kind of thing. The C stands for cultivate. Cultivate a relationship with other people. Connect to them. That's how God sends us into the world. As Jesus was sent to the world, He prayed, He sends us also. And if you ask any gardener or farmer, what's the longest part of gardening or farming? Where do you have to invest most of your time and most of your effort? They would say cultivating. Got to work with the soil. Got to get in there and get to know the soil and work around the soil and spend time with the soil. And that's how it all begins when something good is going to happen. 80% of your work, 80% of sharing Christ with others, I think, has to do with you being a friend to them. You just being who you are in the Lord, yourself. I saw Doug Ord, the missionary from Colombia, do this the other day. My wife Regina and I had a chance to have breakfast with Doug and Naomi Ord, who serve in Colombia. We went to Eaton Park. We sat down. I was interested in the breakfast buffet. Get my food and get rolling. But Doug, a little more hospitable, he said hello to the waitress. And she had a name tag on, like most of them do. And he said, good morning, Benita. And she said, good morning. He said, how'd you get that name, Benita? He started to make a big deal about her name and who she was. He said, because Benita is a Spanish name. Do you know what that name means? Because they speak Spanish in Colombia. She said, yeah, I do. He said, that means beautiful, right? She said, yes. And he said, how'd you get that name? Did your parents name you Benita? And she said, oh, no. She said, when I was born, I had a rough time in my early 6 months or so. I barely made it in the hospital. And my parents didn't name me, but the people who took care of me in the hospital, they named me. And they gave me the name Benita. And she said, you know, I've never shared that with anyone before, she said. And then she said, but it seemed like you cared. And that was Doug Orr just being a Christian, just being friendly, and reaching out to a person. God's Word does say this in 2 Corinthians 5, we are Christ's representatives. As though God were making His appeal through us. And God makes His appeal through you and your life and just how you treat people. A paraphrase of that says, God changed us, Christ changed us from being God's enemies into God's friend, so we might be friend makers for God. Did you ever have a friend that you really appreciated and liked and you said, you know, if I had somebody and said, I got to meet my friend. I have friends from years back, Joe and Bruce I knew in high school and Jim I knew in college. I'd say, hey, you got to meet these folks. They're great. That's how we pass on who Christ is to other people. Just like we would talk about a loved one, we could share about the Lord and how we treat others. And so the Lord works through cultivation. Once there was a gardener, orange gardener in orange tree gardener in Florida. He had a bunch of orange trees in his backyard. He wanted to share the good oranges with his neighbors. So he picked them, put them out in front of his house, sign, come, have some oranges for free. Nobody's taking the oranges. So he yells at his neighbors, come on, what's wrong with you people? Don't you believe in oranges? Want some oranges here? They're good for you, I tell you. A lot of conviction and really stood for the truth, you know. Neighbors are like, get away from me. Well, he says, okay, he gets a hot day, gets out there, peels an orange, starts eating the oranges. Oh, he's satisfied. He's getting his thirst quenched by eating that orange. Really enjoying it. He got this peaceful, contented look on his face, you know, and enjoying that orange. His neighbor comes over. That looks really good. Can I have one of those? Can I have one of those? And because he enjoyed that, he passed it on the others to others. Our life says this, hopefully, taste and see the Lord is good. That's from the book of Isaiah and the Psalms. Taste and see the Lord is good. We cultivate and just be who you are as a Christian. Think of the people in your life who made the biggest impact on your life. It was probably not those who were trying so hard to do so. But it was something about them that you saw something in them that you said, hey, I want to be like that. And so sometimes in sharing Christ, it's not how hard you try, but who you're leaning on it at the moment, who has really made the impact on your life, that we begin to pass the good news of Christ on to other people. And you and I can do that and enjoy that. There's a Christian song that says, let my life song sing to you, Lord. We can have a song from our heart and our mouth, that's good. But our life also is a song. And it sings to God. Most people that we'll meet this week coming up, most of them probably will not have read the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that particular week. Very important truth that could set a person free. But they will read the Gospel through you and through me. Gospel from Bob. It mirrors Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Gospel through your name. And we're a living letter, Paul said, read by all, so we can have confidence of what God will do. The P stands for plant. Share your life with others and plant a seed of God's Word. That's how you're a messenger for Christ. Plant a seed of God's Word. People who did that for me, first of all, they gave me a Bible. I never had a Bible. Grew up in America 16 years, no Bible in my house. How could it be? It is for a lot of people. Gave a Bible. You can plant a seed by giving someone a gospel tract, something from God's Word. Give them a Christian CD of music that you enjoy. Listen to this. How do you like this? There are people I know who've come to Christ by listening to Christian music. You know, music from the past, music from the present. Didn't matter which form. And the Christian Shoebox Ministry, for example, is planting a seed. A child will get news about Jesus in the shoebox. Someone will read it to them if they can't read. And we let God's Word do His work. Have a lot of confidence of what God can do through the sharing of a Scripture to somebody. Because God makes a promise about that in the Bible. And the promise is, just like the rain and snow come out of the sky and make an impact on lives. We'll be experiencing that real soon. Joe DiNardo weather forecast, somebody told me, this winter, about 50 inches of snow for the area. Ooh, that'll impact us a little bit. And God said through the prophet Isaiah, just like the snow comes and makes an impact, God's Word comes and accomplishes the purpose for which it was sent. So if you share anything from God's Word with a person, you can know, be confident, it'll make a difference. And it'll point the person toward Christ. I planted, Paul said, and another can water. So be a part of a planting ministry. Trust God's good word to do His work. And then reap. Reap is when somebody says, boy, I want to believe in Christ also. The story of a life change that hopefully has happened to you. In gardening, how hard do you have to work to reap? That's not much time for reaping. That's just a small part of the whole experience. Sometimes we think reaping is the whole way of showing the gospel of Christ to somebody. I know I've said, unless that person's ready to receive Christ, I'm not going to tell them about the Lord. That's a dumb thing. What kind of a gardener would I be if I said, unless I see the corn out there, I'm not messing with corn. I'd never see any corn, that's for sure. And when you reap, you go to a tomato vine, you see a big red ripe tomato on the vine. You just touch the tomato, and it's there. God did the work. He changed the heart and made a new life, and you were just a small part of that. I've had people, for example, in worship, if I preach even a lousy sermon or a sermon about some obscure thing in the Bible, someone will come after the service sometimes or come and kneel in the closing hymn, and I say, how can I help you to pray about something? They say, I want to receive Christ. I say, how'd you get that out of the message? You know, I mean, I don't say that. I think that. But that's because the Lord works through us to lead a person to Himself. We had a person where we came from who received the Lord in church during a hymn. It was the middle hymn of the service. I think it was Amazing Grace. They start looking at the words. They start thinking, boy, this sounds like my life. I need God's gift, and I don't have God's gift of His Son, and I put my trust in Christ right now. And that's God reaping, bringing people to Himself. You could help reaping by being sensitive to others and maybe asking people, are you at peace with God? Are you sure you're going to heaven? And what's that? What do you base that on? How good you are? Or how good Christ is and what He's done for you? And do you have a Savior, or are you your own Savior? just asking people questions. Sometimes I ask, is there any good reason why you wouldn't receive Christ in your life? If somebody gave his life for you, how would you give him thanks? You'd at least say, well, can you keep being a part of my life, please? That the Lord knocks on the door of our heart this way. And we be involved in cultivating, planting, or reaping just with an open heart. And it's been said many times, but it's so good. One beggar showing another beggar where the bread is. If you're a Christian, you know where to go to get help. You go to Jesus. As a Christian, I think you know how to point others also. Just if I could tell you a little bit about the Lord. Some people helped my falling off the vine there when they shared with me, for example, 1 John chapter 5, where it says, if you have the Son, you have life. Son of God. If you don't have the Son of God, you don't have life. They just asked me, Bob, do you have Jesus in your life? Yes or no? I had to come to grips with that and say, well, I know who the Lord is, and I want to follow Him. So it's a wonderful, wonderful mission God calls us to. And that brings us also, just for putting a little plug here for Shoebox and overseas missions, that helps us want to be involved in overseas missions too. Because somebody cultivated with us, planted, and gave us so much with the Lord. Westmoreland County, for example, in a minimal estimate, has 5,000 Christian missionaries. Just in Westmoreland County. And most of you are part of that. You're sent on a mission. You got your two or three Bibles at home. Ready to go. I go home, I turn on my two or three Christian radio stations. I got my Christian TV. If Norman Alliance Church is not open, I can go to 20 other churches in this area and hear good news about Christ. They're within 2 or 3 miles of my place. There are parts of the world they don't have one Bible. They don't have one place to come. They don't have 5,000 missionaries hanging around in there. In their county, they might have no one. So we say, Lord, help us to share you. We just want to keep it to our own selves and help us to be a part of that. And God works. But could you have a confidence in Him and be a part of His mission for your life? I'll share this. No matter what my thoughts of how God would use me or not, God always uses just a willing heart to help others come to Him. And I think that will help the health of your walk, the adrenaline level. If you really love someone, you like to speak of them in a positive manner. Pray about that if that hasn't happened too often for you with the Lord. And I think it keeps our mind also in terms of sharing it with others and not being concerned about our own selves. Often, too, the most grumpy, crabby Christians in the world are those who are not sharing Christ with others. So they have time to be grumpy and crabby about what bothers them. If you're sharing Christ with others, you don't have time to be grumpy or crabby. You're praying for that person you want to see meet the Lord because you know how good He is. And so we can be a part of what God has for us. Well, let's pray and prepare our hearts to be close to Him during communion. Know He sends us on a mission. We follow Him so we can be fishers of men. And know He invites you to be close to Him and others during this communion time. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you. We could receive your invitation first to follow you, receive you. We do, Lord Jesus. If there's any here this morning who would say honestly, well, I don't think Jesus is in my heart. What a breakthrough that they've been honest enough with you to say that. And then they could say, Lord, please, I can't save myself. I can't forgive myself for my sins. you can teach me, Lord. Be the forgiver of sins in my life so I can forgive myself. And then begin to follow Jesus as Lord of a life. How happy they would be, how happy the angels would be if one would turn to Christ this morning. Might someone say, yes, Lord, be my Savior. And then, Lord, send us on that mission. Be your ambassadors with your help. We take your Holy Spirit's help and not try to do this ourselves. Father, we pray also for those who have special needs, those who have been in the hospital this week, Mrs. Wiltrick, Mr. Jeremy. For those serving overseas, we remember the Miller family in Costa Rica, Rachel Wilson in Paraguay. We remember Pete and Ruth Yacko's nephew who serves in Turkey. And ask that your help and comfort would be with many, Father, who come here even to communion with burdens or hurts or just wanting peace with you. Might you work during our time with you, Father, to reassure of your love. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.